Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're back for one more hour, and a great, great pleasure to have Patrick Roycey in studio today. Number 80 for you, sir.
Today's the day.
Today is the day. I thought of this. I was March 14th, 1995. You were crafting a column on a mutual friend of ours, and you tracked me down in an off day when I still remember I was playing golf with Mr. McHale.
Uh-huh.
And you were writing a column about my father on his 75th birthday.
Yes.
75th birthday. Little did you realize he would go 25
more
years.
25 more years, yes.
And if I would have told you March 14th, 1995, that you would still be cranking out columns on your
80th. Years later.
Yeah, what would you have said?
I'd said I was nuts. I remember David Shamma came over and did one of those things with me when I was turning 65, and I said, yeah, this is probably about it. Pretty soon I'll, you know, there's two things. I still enjoy it, and what the hell, it's money. You know, that's the, that's the other one. But I said to my wife, I think I'd like to work another year. And she said, why don't you make it two? So she's in no hurry to have
She doesn't
money.
Mind the cash
she,
either.
Yeah, and she doesn't me romping around the house doing nothing.
What would you do?
That's it. Nothing. I don't do anything. You think I'm going to do woodworking all of a sudden at age 80? Cut off, I'd have two fingers left in 5 minutes.
Okay, outside the fact
I have no mechanical ability whatsoever.
Is there any media member who does, though?
Not, I would say that one thing, if you're filling out an application to be a sports writer and they put on there, what are your skills around the home? And you say, many, they won't hire you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I don't know of anybody that
I
did
I don't
anything.
Know a soul.
No, nobody was. If your dad and I got locked in a room and had to. Who would be the first guy to get out?
It
would
neither.
Be, we would not. We'd
neither. You still would have both survived. Well, I told you this. One of my favorite stories is when my father and Suchi were traveling in the 70s. And one of those machines, you probably remember the name, where they would send the column back.
Oh, yeah.
They were sharing it, and they couldn't make it work. And they're yelling at each other. Neither could figure it out. They got the guy from the hotel up there trying to figure it out. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
There's a famous story about Sid that John Rowe comes over and, like, gives him lessons. He's taking the porta bubble out. And then Sid calls up in a panic and said, every time I do what you tell me to and call that number, this machine squeaks. It's that's what you want.
That's what you need
that's
to hear.
What you're looking for. He just finally said the hell with it and didn't. The last 10, 12 years,
no.
I don't think he took
no,
the machine
he was...
with me. But the best, I'll tell you this last one, though. Where he and I are going to go to the Vikings are playing in San Francisco, and then Sid and I are both on the flight to Phoenix for the Fiesta Bowl when Lou's going to play West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
For the
when
time.
He wins, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go in there that night.
Two good friends of Lou Holtz.
Yes, right. Two very close personal friends. And Sid's got the porta bubble, and it had the top on it, the plastic top
yeah.
that you attached. And Sid sets it down, the top down at his feet in the San Francisco Candlestick Park press box. And I got the heat going on down there and was ready to leave. It's like a big swoop going upward. So we have to tie the top on it. I'm carrying both machines and he's carrying the suitcases. And
he's probably walking a mile ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, we made the flight. That's what counted. And we got there. And then we got there and I was driving. 10 o'clock.
Thank God.
Night. 10 o'clock at night, we had to go out to the hotel where Lou was staying to go knock on Lou's door to tell him how much we loved him.
Oh, that doesn't change.
Anyway.
Okay, when you have a great column today, StarTribune.com. When you were thinking about writing this column, what came to mind? Why was it this one?
I figured that don't hide from being 80. You know,
yeah.
You can't hide from it. And I kind of talked to him about it, and they wanted it. And I said, okay, I can go and write about, you know, Suchi and I doing radio all this other stuff that's been written. And then, as luck would have it, Thursday morning, my old neighbor, Daniel Weikerdine, who could start a riot in a nunnery, called me up, and it got me thinking, okay, that's my, I'm going to write about Daniel. You know, Daniel, and I used to walk to school together. We got, as I wrote in there, we got kicked out of altar boys together. Yeah. I don't know what we did, but I'm
not sure, a good right fielder.
I'm sure we deserved it. But yeah, then I always remember him chasing the ball in the gap. His hat comes off and he stops. And I'm the pitcher and he stops and picks up his hat. But the best, maybe the most fun I ever had in high school sports was when he said to the umpire from Slayton, "Nice eye, Cyclops," and got thrown out of the game.
And then there was no replacing him.
No, we had seniors up here for Skip Day. The big Skip. Now they go to Cabo.
Yeah, but, that then, doesn't count as a Skip Day.
They went to Minneapolis, and we didn't. That's about five of our players weren't there. But anyway, that was my lead. And then I didn't know what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Just do a bunch of highlights and stuff like that. It was a week for nostalgia because I wrote the Wanger column the day before, and his birthday was the 16th. So
I sent you that picture last night.
I saw you. Is that in? Is that here or is that?
That's here.
Is that? But you took. He went to Britain with you.
No. Oh yeah, he went to Scotland with me. He went to Scotland with me. It was myself, Wanger, my best friend Jason Topp, and Patrick Hunt, who've met before.
Oh, yeah.
And those two guys woke up in the middle of the night and signed up to play the old course. Wanger and I slept in, and then that's when I got a call from Kathleen saying, guess what? I'm pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, in a daze, I couldn't decide if I should be super excited or overwhelmed, and the Wanger beat me. It was the only time he beat me in golf. He goes, you need to have more kids. We got to talk a little.
He was an interesting guy to play golf with because, you know, I hit it all over the place, sideways and backwards. And he was in the cart with you. He was your cart mate. He was very supportive. But then when he got to the green and there was an audience, then he was a needle in front of a gun.
Oh, my God.
Just a wonderful guy.
It's so sad what's happened to him.
It's the bad, worst case of Alzheimer's you can get, and it happened within a year. And it's unbelievable. Last September, he was coming to the ballpark, driving himself to the ballpark, and how this occurs, I have no idea. But
I mean, that picture is only from a couple. I don't think it was last year, but the year before.
Yeah.
And then we bumped into each other a couple times last year, and he was so thin.
We were losing all the weight.
We played, shockingly, we played at Edina with Jeff Diamond, who's a mutual friend of ours, who wants to spend about $1 a year.
Yeah.
And
then Wanger's the guy to play golf with because
he knew everybody.
He didn't pay for many either. In fact, Wanger at the end was covering golf, tennis, and skiing. He didn't pay for his tennis. He didn't pay for his golf. And you remember he had a audio recorder that said Winter Park, Colorado, on permanent loan to Greg Wong. So, he's a great guy.
In a business that we both know of large egos and insecurities, mm-hmm. Greg didn't have either.
Yeah, that whole group that I came up with in St. Paul, we were all the best of buddies. And several alcoholics in it, not him, me, but I quit in 81. But, yeah, that was a that was an interesting group of cats. There were nine of us who got hired within 2.5 years, and then Charlie Walters got hired a little after that. So we were quite the crew, because I would announce when I was making up the paper on Friday night, boys, it's time for the pre-crush cocktail, and we'd go across the street for an hour before the call started coming in. So it was anyway. It's a sad deal. For
it
sure.
is a sad deal. He's a wonderful human. Have you ever thought what would have happened if you wouldn't have went on that secret mission in April of 81?
Well, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Yeah. You think it just would have happened another time, or?
I don't know. I don't know. But, it's funny that I just had lunch with Clark Griffith, who got sober a few years before me and was my
first. He's been a great friend of yours for a long
time.
Was
my first AA sponsor.
Oh.
So, yeah, we were share that, but you know, I still have April 27th, 1981, and I get a lot of people still, not a lot, but several people saying, "What can you, can I sit down with you and talk about alcoholism?" And I said, "I haven't been to AA for 40 years. The secret of success is don't have the first one. That's it. The guilt yes. will get you, and you start drinking again.
Yeah,
don't
right.
have the first one. It's right. very simple.
It is. Yeah. yeah. And I have friends of mine who are in your spot, and they have to go to AA once a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
just, they
I,
have
I
to go.
I went a lot early.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot early.
Did you find it helpful?
I think so. It meant, you realize you could be sober. You know, when I went through, it was Memorial Day weekend, and I was there for, this was back when they gave you a real shot, you know, you'd pay for a month. And I went to St. Mary's for a month. And then a Memorial Day weekend, when I was supposed to get out on Friday, Memorial Day weekend, they said, we're going to let you stay till Tuesday. They thought maybe the original temptation of Memorial Day weekend in Minnesota might get to
right,
me.
Right, I'll be so the best.
It might have been too much for me to overcome. But
many more comments with Patrick. He's here. Okay, do this for me. 651-461-9226. You think of one word describing Patrick Roycey. What comes to mind? 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk Amber Scholl here briefly. Talk about my friend Amber and how she runs an American Family office, and I've been going to that office for 35 years. Now, Amber's too young to have been there for the entire 35 years, but she's been there the last 15 years. She's been running the last 3-4 years. And if you want to check on your house insurance, your condo insurance, your cabin insurance, maybe you have some real estate, maybe you got a car, maybe you got a kid who's driving, you got a kid who gets in accidents. Amber is with American Family. They are obviously a well-established company, and some people just want to call that 1-800 number. I don't. I want a local contact. I want somebody who knows my situation. I want somebody who has a team. Amber has a team. And if I screw up, or if I want to say, hey, where can I save some money? What can I do? She helps me out. It's teamscholl.com. So at some point today or early next week or even this weekend, just go to teamscholl.com. They'll get back to you, explain what you have, and I bet Amber and her team will help you out and beat what you have. Teamscholl.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't think that was to you.
Who was that?
That would be my father.
Oh, Sid.
Yeah. Although when Roofsy was your producer, was it your 70th birthday where they called over and the two of us did something?
Oh,
I think
really?
For your 70th birthday. Here's among the one words coming describe you. Toads. Among the crazier calls to...
Yes, when I was Monday Night Sports Talk was just starting and we basically turned it over to the Wackos.
Yeah.
That was a group of young men from White Bear Lake. The terrorists organized against disgusting sports.
I was trying to remember what it stood for.
They would call in with these complete skits.
Yes.
One time they were kidnapping Bob Bruce because they didn't like him. There was gunfire and everything. And they'd always have some shtick. The kid that was the head of the Toads ended up being the editor at the White Bear Press for years.
Is that right?
Up in the media business.
My God. That's so good.
They were great. I mean, never has a show been hijacked like that one. We just
turned it over.
Joe and I had no idea what we were going to do, and we come on, and all of a sudden, Greg Harrington starts calling, and he's Neil Broughton, and then Guy Green, and then pretty soon it's just some guy calls from the attic man. He's in the attic, and then we had the guy who just called in and said Orange Pop, and hung up.
Met
Orange Pop guy a few years.
You
later.
Told me that,
yeah, right. He seemed completely sane.
Yeah, he occasionally, like twice a year, will send me a text. Orange Pop,
you know. Orange Pop, and then he'd say what?
Yeah,
Orange Pop. Okay.
And if you explain it to somebody. You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, it was I'd say 6-7 years when it was just completely out of control, and then we kind of had to start doing real shows. But you know, the best part of that thing was like the Doug. We had the Doug Woog show on Saturdays, and it was like a 15-minute comedy skit. And then we got Lucia, the most boring guy in the world. He lasted about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the show anymore.
He
did not get it. The Wooger was fantastic. And you know what I'm still kicking myself about, though? Because you always want to look for the different column. And Al Shaver and Glenn Sonmore for 3 years covered. They went after Al didn't go to Dallas.
Yeah.
Go for hockey.
Yep.
And they drive to where they were going.
Right.
Why didn't I get in the car?
Yes, that would have been a great
one.
Houghton. That's the example I was going to use, too.
Novel with the stories there. It would have been fab. Why did I not do that? Yeah. I still killed
Okay,
people.
So let's go with that.
Yeah.
Give me whatever number, 5 or 6 greatest characters for you to cover.
Sonmore would be one of them. Sonmore used to drive you nuts because you'd go down you know, we wrote for two cycles. You'd write the early column for the Pioneer Press and then go down and sub it for the city.
Yep.
You'd still be down there listening to the stories at 11 o'clock. And you'd say, Glenn, I only got 20 minutes. Let's end. He was great.
How about Mike Lynn? Where is he in your...
Oh, yeah. He's the only guy who ever called me up at 8 o'clock in the morning when he won Turkey of the Year and say, it's about time. What took so long? I loved Lynn. And
Burnsy,
of course, is
all time.
Untouchable. Undefeated.
Yeah.
And there's a Wong in my story about when we met Burnsy at the Super Bowl party the first one, 92. And he's being escorted around the place because he's a little overserved.
And by the way, that could be two PBRs.
Yeah, somebody's kind of helping him. And he graphically describes Wong and I to our two brides there, but saying, you know, your husband's a bleeper, but there's bigger bleepers in town. And my wife said, well, thank you. And,
yes.
God, he was fun. He was... I'm walking down the beach in Sarasota once. Katie and I were going to fly out of Tampa, so we stayed night out of spring training. And, you know, Burnsy was on Siesta.
He's right there.
Whatever one. And he is.
But then he started going to Jamaica a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, then the hurricane destroyed his place. But he's sitting there. And I'm going to say this. It's not terrible. But I'm walking, and my figure is kind of distinctive.
Yeah.
I'm full figured then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his wife's out swimming in the water. So he's watching her, and he's sitting there, and he's got to be 70 feet away from me. And I hear this, hey, big nuts.
It's Burnsy. Oh, yeah.
He recognized me from there, and we had a great old. I think we went out to dinner together.
My favorite, and I've had a few. My favorite is I'm going to ASU, and I come home, and I got the old school answer machine. Mm-hmm. Big nuts! Burnsy! And I'm not going to try to do the voice. Yeah. He goes, I'm going to these bleepity bleep NFL meetings. Your father reminded me you're out there. Mm-hmm. Go to these with me, and then take me out to dinner. Fine. So I call him back, and I'm like, okay, what do I need to wear? He goes, I don't know, T-shirt and shorts, all these bleepity bleeps, bleepity bleeps, whatever. So it's at the Biltmore.
Okay.
So I just wear basically what I'm wearing right now in front of you, shorts, and they try to kick me out 3-4 times. We stay for like a half hour, and he goes, get me out of here. He goes, take me out to some where these good-looking women are. So I take him to Scottsdale, right?
He just wants to observe.
He wants to observe. He loved Maryland. He never. Yeah. And he has like three PBRs, and he's just making no sense. And he's got these young women talking to him. And we stayed out for like 3 hours, and he told so many stories. He was just a treasure.
One of my proudest moments as a reporter is when he's doing the tirade.
Yes, sir.
And he stopped, and then I got him going again
with a question
about Snelker. And the walk-off little sound on that is the greatest ever. When he under his breath, F-bomb when he walked away.
Yes. Anderson.
See, you know,
I love Anderson.
You know who called me about that? The defector guys used to be, where were they though? The first really irreverent, Deadspin.
Oh, yeah.
Deadspin. And Reed, whatever
right.
his name was.
Yeah.
And they talk about famous tirades.
Right.
You know,
they didn't understand it though.
Lee Elia and those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't know about the Burnsy.
Oh, how could they not?
And they called me up and, they did a story on how the Burnsy one came about, and I said, you mean this is 28 years later? You guys never heard that? That's one of the great moments in sports history, so it's fantastic. But it's going to be this newspaper business is going to be very interesting here, Chad, when we on December 28th, they start publishing the thing printing the thing in Des Moines.
Let's do this. Let's pause on that.
Okay.
Can you stay for a little bit longer?
Yeah, I can stay.
Am I your ride home, by the way? You want to ride home?
I got one right. I parked at the Star Tribune.
Got it.
I got the handicap sticker, you know, because I got the bad knee.
You got the bad knee. How is the knee?
Traffic cop gave me that. He was ready to give me a ticket.
He was right there.
I throw that thing right on.
All
right. Take that, buddy.
The media business going forward. More of your comments for Patrick Ricey. 651-461-9226.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where do you think this media business is going, Patrick?
I don't have any idea, but the short attention span and the quick little thing that people like to read, TikTok and now other versions of that.
Yep. Are you on the TikTok?
No, I'm not. Are not good. I just don't like the name and make me feel immature. But
it's very funny.
The reading long form stuff is just that doesn't
it's serve, almost over
doesn't serve the newspaper business well at all. So I don't know. I hope they figure out a way to survive. But print, you know, the Sunday print edition is still makes good money for them, and they're basically doing everything they can to drive people away from print. So at least sports wise, it's terrible. We're gonna have it's gonna be printed at 5 o'clock. On weekdays in Des Moines, and that's I'm not sure, and that's already they, you know, the deadline is going to be. The deadline's already 5 o'clock. They want sports
right.
columns and stuff in at 3 p.m. So I don't know where
what are they going to do for game coverage.
They want you to go online and read it, and it's you know there's. Not much, you know. Atlanta stopped printing altogether. They're just
saw that.
Print is in the tank. There's no doubt about it, which is too bad for me because probably one of the things I enjoyed the most out of of sports writing is being on deadline.
Yeah.
And having to get it done and making,
why did you like that?
I think the pressure made you just know that, because when it was done, you just felt, and it was good, you really felt like you accomplished something.
Yep,
it was
right.
Good. Like, you know, remember the Wild? Well, it's easy to remember the Wild's playoff run.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They only had one. But
1 year.
The playoff run out in Vancouver, I'd written an early column and to plug the hole for the first couple of runs. There used to be three runs in, first couple of runs in the midnight deadline. And at 2 minutes to 12, remember Vancouver scored with Trent Grant or somebody scored with 1.2 seconds to go?
Right. Yeah.
And I called them up and said, use the early, you know? And they said, well, we already put it inside somewhere in the paper to fill a hole.
Yeah.
So you got to send us what you have. And I said, I have the Wild winning. They just lost. And I called that the nevertheless lead. You know, you'd say, blah, blah, blah. Nevertheless, they got
me. Minor point.
Minor point. We got the wrong winner here. But my all-timer, Chad, as I'm in L.A. for the World Series and the Kirk Gibson game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm upstairs in the third deck with the aux box.
Yep.
And I got a column written, Oakland wins. I got a gamer written, Oakland wins. I already had done my notebook. And I went downstairs, and I'm standing on my tiptoes. You know where you see all those people down there?
Behind? Yeah, down below.
I'm on my tiptoes trying to see the last out. I'm going to run in the clubhouse as soon as it opens up. Get a couple of quotes.
Because the indomitable Eckersley is on the
mound. Throw him in. Eckersley, it's over. Gibson hits the home run. 50,000 people go nuts, and I'm trying to haul my ample rear end up the steps to the third deck to change my leads. Yeah.
Not close, by the way. The third deck from there.
That was fun. That was fun, but it was, that was, you feel like you accomplished something if you made it, and if you didn't make it, then, you know, like the earthquake, and we were in San Francisco for the earthquake, and you're standing downstairs underneath the lights of the ABC has some lights down there. And
right.
I'm typing it on a trunk, something
trying to get some vision.
The whole stadium is like blacked out. They're not letting us back in. I sneak back in. I run back up to the auxiliary box and start picking up phones to see if any of them were alive.
Yeah.
And I got one that was alive, sent it, and then couldn't get through again. I didn't know if they ever got it or not, but they got it in the paper the next day. And, that stuff was fun.
Well, and at the time, you probably had no idea all the damage.
Oh, no.
The bridge.
The next day, they said go over there because they were sending out a crew. They said to go over there and, where the bridge fell down. And I went across the bridge that's the farthest one. What would it be? East? I don't know. The bridge. The Bay Bridge was shot. The Golden Gate was shot.
Yeah.
But the next one, I went over that, and they closed it about 5 minutes after I got over it.
Is that right?
But I drove up there where the thing collapsed, and I found out you can't really trust young people to tell you about their heroism because they heard about it on the radio or something.
There's
a lot of BS coming. The only guy I found honest was a sailor who was with his girlfriend who lived there, the woman that serviced him when he was in port before.
Right.
And so he wouldn't give me his name, so I figured he was telling me the truth. He didn't want to be a hero going on there.
But his commitment to the partnership
Horny
was
Bill or something. I don't know what I call it.
Okay. Let's say you can think of your two or three favorite games to cover, not the columns to cover like you have, but just the game.
I think the 6-7 in 91 is impossible to beat.
Yeah.
But also 86, the Mets game 6 with the Dodgers, the only time, the Mets and the
Red Sox.
The Red Sox are going to win it, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And it's the only time in my life I rooted for a rainout the next day, so you could write about what happened.
Yeah.
It ended like at 12:50.
Because isn't that the one where you had called back to the paper and said, read me the Paul Revere?
Paul Revere's, like, because it was 11:59 when Hendo hit the home run.
Yeah.
And he was
that was it.
The second most famous midnight ride in Boston history.
Such a great idea.
It was a great lead, like 2-3 graphs. I'm the only guy who ever read it because it, it never made the paper. And but that was a fantastic World Series. And then Game 7,
yeah,
the guy comes parachuting down and runs across home plate.
Yeah.
In the LaGuardia flight path.
Yeah. Well, people forget, too, the Red Sox.
Mets on his back. It was great.
Red Sox led like 3-0 to like the fifth inning or something like that, didn't they?
That game. Tom Hardrecord from the Milwaukee paper, the greatest. They, a very loud fella. You could hear him blocks away.
Yeah.
And they're putting the cops on horseback all around.
Yeah.
And I remember they got like 3 horses in the Mets bullpen in the minute. He says, look. There's more horse bleep in the Mets bullpen than usual. And there was a great quote that you could use on Deadspin.
Yes, yes, you could. You Patrick Ricey is here. It's his 80th birthday. Okay, give me a couple people in town who you just bumped heads with perpetually. No matter what, there was never even a wink in getting the joke at all.
Oh, let's say... you know, one of the strangest turnarounds. I mean, I used to have fun with Bud because he was kind of poke horseshoe Harry and poke fun of him. The last 10 years, he was alive.
You guys were great.
I talked to him all the time.
Yes.
It was great. Who hated me the most? I'm trying to think. Bert and I were bad.
Very
for a long
up
time.
And down, right? And
he got traded to Texas, and I was walking to the dugout, the old Texas ballpark was terrible, and he had to walk. And all of a sudden, these baseball come flying at me, and he got me in the back. I looked over; it's Bert. He's out at the pitcher's mound throwing baseballs at me. And that was a time when if that happened today.
Oh my God!
And I looked at I said, oh, thank God it was you. Otherwise, it might have hurt or something. Like but he had the best one. The day he gets traded, he knows he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
He gives a one-arm salute to Calvin, and Calvin's in Orlando. So Calvin isn't there, and somebody's saying that. And he referred to him as a fat guy who, had other problems. And and he said, I hate that. And there's another one, and he pointed at me in
you?
The group. And I said, hi, Bert.
Okay, so when he comes back in 86...
We were okay.
Okay
we
by then.
Talked to, but then I screwed that up because he hit the, gave up the 50 home
50
runs,
home runs.
And he gave up home runs in 20 games in a row, which was a record.
Yeah.
And like the 18th or 19th game, he was pitching here, and it was like the 8th inning, and a ball crawled over the back of the fence.
Right.
And I wrote it like,
soaring.
Tension was in the air. Could he do it? Could he keep the streak going? I wrote it as a triumph for mankind that he, landed on the moon or something. And the next day I went down and I was in the dugout. He says, I tried to get along with you, but you're just a bleeping bleeper. I said, Bert, I knew you were going to say that, but it was too good. I'm sorry. I got to be responsible to my reader.
Yeah.
Not
such a good point because.
But most of them are, I don't know. Brewster was not good.
No. No, I think it's today. I think our guy Dan Minnesota, he got fired today.
Only football coach in Gopher history get fired during a season. Now it happens all over the place, but he's the only one.
I don't think he quite received the James Franklin buyout.
No. No, he did not. He did not, but he was crazy.
Horrible human being. The behind the scenes stuff is disgusting too.
I don't know what I think when we started doing the daily sports show during the day after the Ricey and Company blew up in about a year. They killed that baby for good reason. And he was my first guest on the sports show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is this early on when he got hired?
No, he was out doing that. He was out doing TV. So
he came back on?
This was years later. Yeah, but I gave him a full opportunity to tell me what a jackass I was. So, and he did. He took advantage.
Oh, yeah.
He took advantage, but he was my first guest. But he was, I just let him go. I figured I'm going to get him on. He's going to be testy, but it'll be a dang good guest.
Yeah, no. My biggest battle with him is because of Quinton, we donated a lot of money to St. David's.
Yes.
In Hopkins. Yeah. Amazing organization. So one year they make my father the general chair, whatever it might be. And so he brings people to help bid and offer up stuff. And I remember telling him, I go, I don't care who you put me with, just don't put me with Brewster.
Mm-hmm.
I hear he doesn't get the jokes, doesn't like any of it. So I go there, and who's sitting at our table right there? And I sit down, and he just.
When he was seven.
He just started, and he looked at me, Patrick, and he reached across and he grabbed his water, took a big glass of water, and he started chewing on his ice. He just stared at me for like a minute. And I tried to engage with him.
7-1 his third year? Was that third year, right?
I think so.
It wasn't his second. He was 7-1. Yeah. I remember being at a high school football game out in Delano or someplace, and there's an ex-Gopher that's over there. That guy was screaming at me, and he's got to take us to the Rose Bowl, and you hate him. And then they went a little bit.
Illinois?
Got built by Illinois, but then Iowa came in there and beat him 55. Yes. 55 to nothing, which kind of took some of the luster off.
Okay, does PJ get it?
I don't think PJ bothered. His wife ripped me once on Twitter, and the Gopher fans hate the fact teased. How can you not tease PJ?
I think sometimes he does get it.
I don't know. I don't mind the body surfing if you beat Nebraska. But when you beat poor Northwestern State, which would lose to the Chad Hardman All-Stars, let's skip it today.
Yeah,
guys.
I agree.
Let's not say this was Northwestern State Championship week.
Exactly.
You know, but I'll tell you, I went over there this year, their first media day, and talked to that kid who's been there 7 years and some of the other guys. He's got him, man.
They love him
in the pocket. They love him.
Hey.
I told the captain, I don't think he's playing much this year, but he came back for year seven. And I told him, I think your guy looks kind of stupid when he's crawling over people and stuff. He looked at me like I was a pedophile. He could not believe.
Like he's talking to Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein. He could not believe that anybody did not think this was the greatest man in the history of mankind. He could not believe it.
Oh, my God.
It is interesting. He's a different kind of goofy than Lou, though. Lou was everything was
Lou is mean.
This guy's got.
Don't you think Lou was mean? I don't think.
Lou and the players didn't love Lou.
You know me. I still know a ton of people at U of M who were willing to tell me stories, including my Coyle. Coyle, not popular.
No.
At all. But a lot of those guys like Fleck.
Oh, yeah.
And even a lot of guys who normally wouldn't like Fleck.
I love Motzko and I, big buddy. Said, why don't you like PJ? He's a great guy. I said, I don't know. I never gave him a chance. I agree with you. I never gave him a chance. I couldn't stand it from the start.
Yeah.
I'm old. I'm grumpy. You know, I can't help it. Good luck. If he beats Nebraska again today, six in a row against them, though, would that be?
I'm a little dubious. Thank you for coming down here.
All right.
You know what I thank you.
All right.
Yeah. The great Patrick Ricey, 51 past two. Any final words? That's no final words. Go ahead.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
Having the Twins for 5 years and see where they are, the Twins are back where they belong on the neighbor, although they might take you down in flames if they don't get their heads out of their whatchamacallit.
True. And I'll say one more thing. Keep those noon-to-3 games coming.
Yes, that's right.
Because another person who loves the noon-to-3 games.
All spring training games on the radio.
Yeah. Brad Lane, let's go. More spring training games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.